no sin in their life. I'm not going to go out here and hire somebody to work in this ministry to pray for people on a prayer line that I know is sleeping around with somebody else, or that's lying around with somebody else, or that's cheating somebody else, or is going out and getting drunk on Saturday night. Do you think I'd have somebody like that working in this ministry? Absolutely not. So the federal government comes along and tell me, because this guy comes in and he's a homosexual, you got to hire him. I tell him, take a flying leap. Now that guy's either going to get saved or he ain't going to work here. He said, well, if that's the case, then we're going to shut you down. I said, you can't shut me down. You may put guards out here, you may put police officers, but you can't stop me from talking about Jesus. You can put me in prison, but you can't stop me from talking about Jesus. They said, well, we can kill you. I said, okay, kill me. I can't think of anything I'd rather do than die for Jesus. Are you willing to pay that kind of a price? You may have to. You know, with this hate law that they've come out with now, it clearly says in the King James Bible, no whoremonger. You know what a whoremonger is? It says it's a male prostitute. That's a homosexual pervert. No whoremonger shall inherit the kingdom of God. So what am I going to do? Am I going to tell you that am I not going to tell you anything? No, I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. And then you're going to make the decision. Do you want to go to hell or do you want to go to heaven? Well, let me tell you, I ain't going to hell for nobody. Are you?
No.
You know, all God would have to do to His church is put us in hell for 5 seconds. You know, He could give us 23 minutes in hell like He did David Weiss. You know, He gave him 23 minutes in hell. He come back and wrote a book. It took him years before he could even write the book. He was in such terror. You know, David Weiss, it's amazing how when he died and went to hell, and, huh? Bill Weiss, yeah, excuse me. Bill Weiss, yeah, I'm sorry. Bill Weiss, yeah. Bill Weiss, when this young man died, he was a real estate agent, and he died and went to hell, and he said, when I fell into this chamber with the bars and everything, he said, I was in this terrible place, and said, all of a sudden, the big gate opened, and in walked a 14-foot-tall, ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. He said he had great big long fingers with claws on them, and he reached down, and he put his hand around me and just crushed my rib cage and picked me up with one hand and threw me across the room, and I hit a wall and just broke every bone in my body, it felt like, and I just slid down the wall and screaming in agony and pain, and this thing began to walk over toward me to reach down to get me again. I said, don't do this. Please don't hurt me. And he said, this big old ugly thing says, oh, this is just the first day. You're going to suffer like this forever. How would you like to go to that place? No, thank you. And I'm going to keep my mouth shut to prevent other people from going there? No. I'm going to tell them. They can scream and kick and say everything they want to. But one day when they stand at the great white throne, they're going to look over and say, you told me. I was there. You tried to tell me. And I wouldn't listen to you. You definitely don't want to be one of those and says, you know, you knew the truth. And you never told me one. I worked with you for 20 years and you never talked about Jesus, not one time. You know, there's a lot of men like that. Wow. Verse 7 and 8. I will not allow deceivers to serve me, and liars will not be allowed to enter my presence. You know, this kind of puts us in Christians in a unique place, doesn't it? But my best friend, he is a deacon in a church, but he's living with a woman out of wedlock. And we won't have him for dinner. Not in my house. I'll talk to him about Jesus. But if I find out he's living in sin and he ain't changing, he ain't coming to my house for dinner. I ain't going to be a part of your sin. I ain't going to do nothing with you until you straighten your act up. Somebody said, well, that's cruel. Is that what the Word of God says? Is that what it says? It's what it says. Oh, well, my son, he wants to live with this girl, so he wants to live with in his bedroom at our house, so I let him. But my wife and I, we go to church every Sunday. you need to get that boy and that girl straightened out. Or you need to tell them, go. You can't live in my house. I ain't going to be an accomplice to your sin. But they're my best friend. My son. That don't make any difference who they are. You got to tell them the truth. God clearly says in His Word, if you see somebody sinning and you don't tell them the truth, their blood's going to be on your hands. Their blood's going to be on your hands. You knew the truth and you didn't tell them the truth. Or you was afraid you would offend them. So they get sick and they die. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of the Lord from their grip. You know, I tell you what, I've never seen what I've seen in America in the last 10 years. I've never seen so much evil. But it's here. Used to, when I was a young man, you couldn't tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. Women were respectful. Men had respect for women. You didn't see what you see today. Today, people say anything and do anything. And you look around us. They are building and adding on to hospitals everywhere. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex has got hospital after hospital after hospital being added on to or built new. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing myself. Especially after you read a scripture like Exodus 15:26. Let's go to Exodus 15:26, and I want you to see something here. Look at this. Exodus 15:26. Maybe I misunderstand this. I don't know. But let's look at it and see if you get something different than I do. Now wait a minute. That I've learned that is the biggest word in the whole Bible. You believe that, AA?
Yes, sir.
I mean, see, that's the biggest word in the Bible, isn't it? If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight. Now, how are we going to learn what's right in His sight? Read His Word. That's the only way you can know what's right in God's sight. Because if you go with what you think is right, I can guarantee you it'll not be right. If you don't get your information from God's Word, you'll not be right. But it says, and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and law, then I, God, will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. If you obey according to that verse right there, how much sickness and disease do you see in that? Zero? Now, do you like that? Oh, but you know, it couldn't be because we sin that we're sick. Oh, yeah. I mean, right there it says so. I mean, that's one place that God is clear that I am the Lord that heals you, and if you obey me, I will keep you healed. Is that what He says? So, if under the law, if God says, I'm the one that heals you and you obey me, I will take this sickness away from you and you won't have any. In other words, if He's going to keep you well, then how much sickness should we expect to have as Christians? We should expect to have none. Well, then why are so many of us sick? Oh, I know. Just like the man told me the other day when I told him this. He said, but Thurman, it's because we don't sleep right. We don't get enough hours of sleep. We don't eat the right foods. We don't take the right vitamins. All these things. Now, I'm telling you, that ain't got nothing to do with none of it. That's that big word. That if thing. That's a big word, isn't it, see? If. Well, let's go to Exodus 23, 25, and 26, and let's look at another place and see what it says. You must serve only the Lord your God. Who can you serve? Only the Lord God. I mean, I can't come in and sit down and watch some of these wild, wicked, shoot 'em up or murdering movies on TV 3 or 4 or 5 hours every night? No, no. What about computer games? Can I play these crazy computer games that's killing somebody all the time? No, that's your God. That'll make you sick. It'll take you to an early grave. You must serve only the Lord your God. Let me stop and tell you something right here. I never dreamed, although I used to build model airplanes, and When I finally got to the point where I could build one, I never had the money to build a radio control one, but I did see some men that had built some really nice ones, and they could fly those little things all around, maybe up to a quarter of a mile, eighth of a mile or something, all around. They had total control from a little box right here in their hand. Fly that little thing. I had no idea the day would come that in my lifetime I would see a man sitting in a room with a complete cockpit in front of him flying a machine that's really out there miles and miles and thousands of miles away, and he's in an office somewhere, and from a satellite he's flying an armed airplane that he can bomb or do anything, and he can see everything that's going on just like he's in the cockpit of that airplane with video cameras. I never dreamed I would see something like that. But we've taught our young people now to fly these little things in their computers and go in and kill. Now they have no problems at all flying a machine in to kill men, women, or children, because it's just an image. But yet today it's real. They're killing real people. And this is happening all over. If you don't know, we have a fleet of those machines, those airplanes, flying all over the country that there's nobody in. They're not manned by man. Drones, yeah, they're flying all over. I never dreamed I would see that happen, but it's happened. Yeah, just like the computer games. That's what they're doing. See, he's sitting there flying a computer. They really are. He says, you must serve only the Lord your God. If, there's that word again, if you do, if you will serve only me, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. In other words, if God blesses the food and water, does it make it what you put in yourself? No, if you're serving Him, and I mean, I would recommend if you have the money and you have the ability to buy good, clean food, that's what you do. But you know, if you happen to be out in the jungles, in the desert, or whatever, and you had to eat a mouse.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.